Go with me, if you would, back to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And let's read verses 5 and 6 again. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In just a minute, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 5. That's where the story of Enoch is recorded. It's only four verses. Four verses long on this man, Enoch. But what we're going to see there is that Enoch walked with God. That's what it says. Enoch walked with God, and he was on this earth for 365 years. He was a young man when he died. Everybody else was 900 and something. His son was the longest living man on the earth, 969 years or something like that, Methuselah. But he lived 365 years, and it says he begat sons and daughters. So he had a family. And then all of a sudden, this man that walked with God, all of a sudden, he was not, for God took him. That's what it says. He was not. God took him. This was a man who lived a life on this earth exactly like we do. Same. Exactly the same. He had the same responsibilities we have. Every father does. Every man, every woman does. He had sons and daughters just like we have, and they had the same needs that our sons and daughters have. They needed shelter. They needed food. They needed clothing. This man had to go out and work. I would imagine when a man lives hundreds of years old, he has a pretty large family. A lot of responsibility. Enoch had problems. Enoch had troubles just like we have. He had worries. He spent his days worrying about things. Have you ever gone through one day and not worried about something? Ever? I mean, we have good days every now and then, don't we? But at some point, sin does something. It creeps in and does something that goes, oh, right? He had worries the same as we have. Fears just like we have. This was a regular man with a regular life in a regular world. One day, though, he was walking down a dirt road, and one of his sandals stepped on gold. One foot in front of the other. Walking along, and all of a sudden, he was not. Walking with all of his trouble, walking with all of his fear. And one sandal stepped into glory. Then the rest of his body stepped into glory. God translated him. The word translated means transferred. It means transported. It means he changed sides. That's what it means. Now, what happened to Enoch was recorded in God's word to witness something to us about our salvation. His story shows us how God deals with all of his people when their time comes on this earth. Every single one. At God's appointed time, he takes them. That's what he does. He takes them. I want to break these two verses up into seven statements. Seven different statements. Through these seven statements, we're going to see how God will deal with us if we belong to him. Here are the seven statements. The first one is in verse 5. By faith. That's the first one. By faith. The second one is, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. The third one is, and was not found because God had translated him. The fourth one is, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. The fifth one is, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. The sixth one is, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And the seventh one is that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. All right, here's where we begin. By faith. Number one, by faith. There are many people who believe, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because it shocks me how many times I have run into this since I became a pastor. You will too at some point. There are many people who believe that the saints in the Old Testament were justified before God by keeping the commandments and the ceremonies and the sacrifices and all those kinds of things. But when Christ came, he put away the first and he established the second, which is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. As if to say that throughout time, God has had two ways of justifying a sinner. The Old Testament saints were by obedience to that law. The New Testament saints are by faith. That's not so. And the reason I bring it up is because Hebrews 11 proves it to us, okay? It has always been, it will always be, by faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Always. Genesis chapters 1 through 3. Those chapters are about creation and the fall of man. After the fall of man, Genesis chapter 4 is about Cain and Abel. And that's where Hebrews 11 starts. Verse 4 is about Cain and Abel. Hebrews 11 starts at the beginning. As soon as the fall happens, that's where Hebrews 11 picks up. And then verse 5 is about Enoch. That's Genesis chapter 5. That's the next chapter. Verse 6 is about Noah. That's Genesis chapter 6. He's starting at the beginning and he's just going through what God has recorded. And with each one of them, it says, by faith. Right? With each one of them, starting at the beginning, by faith, it has always been by faith, it will always be by faith. God's people are saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody's going to say, well, no, back then it was Jehovah. Well, who do we believe Christ is? Jehovah. Jehovah. It has always been and it will always be by faith, all right? Second statement. Verse 5 says, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Enoch should have seen death. All right? He should have seen death. Enoch truly was just like every other man on this earth. He was a sinner. He should have, the wages of sin is death. And he should have seen death. Go with me now, if you would, to Genesis 6. Genesis 6. Now, this is the next chapter after Enoch. Okay, Enoch is in chapter 5. This is the next chapter after Enoch. Genesis 6, verse 5 says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." Enoch was a part of that wickedness. He said that during the days of Enoch. Okay? He was sinful flesh. Every soul has sinned. In chapter 5, we'll look at those four verses. Chapter 5, verse 21 says, "Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God." He walked with God. Now, what does that mean to say Enoch walked with God? Would you like to walk with God? I would. I would like for it to be said concerning me, he walked with God. Would you like to walk with God? Enoch walked with God. What does that mean to say he walked with God? Does it mean he was not a sinner after all? No. All have sinned. Every man's heart was only evil continually. That's what we just read. That's what God said. All of them, only evil continually. Well, does it mean he finally got control of his sin? He finally was more worthy than others in God's eyes. Is that what that means? No. Here's what it means to say Enoch walked with God. This is what it means to say any man or woman walks with God. Every believer who walks with God, this is what it means. This is a difficult book to find, but I want to show it to you. See if you can find the book of Amos in the back of the Bible. If yours is like mine, it's page 1142. It's after Ezekiel and Daniel. Amos chapter 3, it's after Hosea and Joel. Amos chapter 3, verse 3 says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" If two are going to walk together, they must be in agreement. Enoch agreed with God. Enoch agreed with God. God said, "Enoch, you're a sinner." Enoch agreed. God said, "Enoch, by nature, you are ungodly." Enoch agreed. God said, "You came forth dead in trespasses and sins." Enoch agreed. Enoch walked with God. Enoch sided with God. That's what it means. Now go with me, if you would, back to Hebrews 11. Verse 5 says, "By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. God did something to Enoch. Enoch didn't do anything. The only thing Enoch could do was sin. Enoch agreed with everything God said about him. That's all I can do. I completely agree. But God. Enoch didn't decide to be translated. Enoch didn't even know he was going to be translated. He didn't know. But God. God changed him. God converted him, translated him. Why would God do that for such an unimportant? You know how many verses there are in the scripture on Enoch? His story is 4. How many verses are there on Abraham? How many times do we read Moses? Little old Ruth has a whole book devoted to her story. He has 4 verses. He has a verse here in Hebrews. I think he has a verse in Jude. Why would God do this for such an unworthy, unimportant, ungodly sinner? Why would God do that? The end of verse 5 says, he pleased God. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. How can a sinful man please God? Well, verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. We have to start there. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. And if you'll turn with me over to Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3, verse 21 says, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved Son, in thee, I am well pleased. Pleasing God has something to do with faith, and it has something to do with in the Son of God, in Christ. You put those two together and God will be pleased. Faith in Christ. Faith in Christ. Faith is in Christ. It's in Christ. That's what faith is. True faith looks to Christ. True faith trusts Christ. It believes Christ. True faith waits on him for his help. True faith. And it doesn't do it in theory. It does it in practice. It truly does. If a sinner truly has God-given faith, then all of his standing before God, all of his hope will be in Christ. Every bit of it. He will plead the blood that is in Christ. He'll plead the righteousness that is in Christ. Without true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is absolutely impossible to please God. It's impossible. Here's why. Go with me back to our text. Verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He is what? Everything he says he is in his word. Every single thing. He said, I am. Isn't that what he said? You go tell him, I am hath sent you. Right now. Not I was. You go tell them, I am. Faith says, he is. He is. In Genesis 35, he said, I am God Almighty. Faith says, he is. In Leviticus 11, he said, I am the Lord. Lord means the sovereign, the ruler, the controller. Faith says he is. He said, I am the Lord your God. Faith says he is my God. He's not just the God, he's my God. He said, I am holy. He said, I am just. He said, I am the first. I am the last. He said, I am the only Savior. Faith says, he is. He's the only Savior. Outside of him, there is no Savior. He is it. He said, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the light of the world. He said, I'm the door. You think about that. The bread of life. You know what faith says? He is. He really does feed me. I really do live on him. Faith says, when I don't see him, I feel like I'm in utter darkness. I feel like I'm lost somewhere out in absolute darkness. And every time God's Spirit reveals him, I feel like I've seen light. He really is. He truly is the door. There's one way. He said, I'm the good shepherd. Faith says he is. He really is. He'll keep me. He said he would. He said he'd protect me. He said he'd feed me. Will he shear me? You better believe it. He's my good shepherd. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Every person in here has a hope of eternal life. And you know what eternal life truly is? It's the person Christ Jesus the Lord. To say we have the hope of eternal life, what that means is we're all hoping to be in him. We're all hoping to live truly in him. Faith says he is everything he's declared himself to be. Verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And here's the final statement, our final truth concerning a sinner's salvation. The end of verse 6 says, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Him. True faith does not seek what it can get out of him. Huge difference. True faith does not seek what it can get out of him. True faith seeks him. We are not seeking him because we want to inherit heaven. We're not. We're seeking him because he is heaven. He is heaven. That song says, all that thrills my soul is the Lord Jesus. He is more than life to me. This life we've been given, it's a good life. But He's more. He's more. He's more than life to me. Golden streets and mansions are nothing to a sinner who's seeking Him. They're nothing. I have to have Him. I don't need those things. I don't need those things. He said, you seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. All your heart. What does a sinner find when he finds Christ? What does a sinner find when he finds Christ? He finds mercy. He finds forgiveness. He finds favor with God. Peace with God. He finds all things. He said, whoever diligently seeks me. Number one is the recipient of faith. That's what faith does. But he said, whoever diligently seeks me will not seek in vain. Not in vain. If you seek Christ by faith, you'll find Him. You'll find Him. You know, we were just singing the song a minute ago. It was talking about this word that is able to open our eyes and make us see. And I was thinking while I was singing it, Lord, that's me. Open my eyes right now and make me see. I pray that the Lord would cause sinners to truly need Christ. I really do. I pray that God would cause a sinner to be so low in sin, so sunk down in the mire that he sees, I have one hope. Like blind Bartimaeus, oh, I wish that man would just pass by me. He said, if you seek me, you will find me. And if we find him, it means he found us first and gave us faith to start seeking. That's what it means. It also means if we find him, and this is just amazing. And I wrote this and I thought, well, should I write that? And I said, based on the authority of God's word, yes. If you find him, this is what it means. You please God. That's what it means. That's amazing. If you find Christ, it means you have been transferred. You've been transferred. It means you have been transported into Christ. At God's good time, according to His good purpose, He sends His Spirit, and sinners are walking down this gravel road, and all of a sudden they take one foot into Christ. In Christ. And in Christ, we please God. And we will not see death. He said, by faith, whoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? I pray so. All right, stand together with me.